Association. Manners and G-Flex respect. Merci beaucoup.
The pie up in the sky.
Yes, 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 Montreal. November 19th. You wait all week for this. It's the morning detour. I apologize this morning again. DJ Maddie ready. We scratched in this morning. Oh, man, Lorena, so many giveaways. Two tickets, Rhythm and Brunch. The coziest brunch in the city. That's coming up around 8:30. For the first time, I'm going to play that game on Name That Song. That's going to be something different. Let's kick it off with that new Beyonce. You know, Lorena's part of that beehive. It's the morning detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Do you know how much we have cried? How hard we had to fight? I got a million miles on me. They want to see how far I'll go.
There's only the one more chance. Nobody's this hype.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, 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 Montreal. November 19th. It's time to get your tires. It's getting cold. There's no more leaves on the trees. This morning, so many thrilling stories. They kidnapping, they shooting. Legault went to the vigil for the white kid that got shot in St. Michel, but I didn't see my Janae's thing. And we got kind of quiet on the other two killers of the young brother. The city's in a wild place. Today, they're going to pass COVID vaccination for 5 to 12 year olds. We got some new music this morning. It's the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. This is the morning detour. Montreal, my city, we got some beautiful guests this morning. Lorena, we got comedian, storyteller. He's from Guadeloupe, like Kay. We got Randy J on the show. I love guys that performed all over the world. You know, he's been in San Francisco, New York, BC, and now he's in Montreal. Dope, dope dude. And of course, at 8:30, for the first time, Lorena's, you know, she's the architect behind this. We're going to play Name That Song. We're giving away two tickets to Rhythm and Brunch. You sound great this morning. We're giving away two tickets to Rhythm and Brunch. We have the Welcome to R&B, Nicki Musique. Everybody's coming on the show later on around 8:05.
Okay.
So that's going to be really dope.
That's exciting.
Well, you know, hopefully to get the song. I feel like I picked a good one this morning. And of course, next Saturday is going to be the Shell Down to the Lockdown. This Canada Lockdown is happening at 7012 Codel. Yes, music by DJ Maddie, Dr. Shaker, DJ Exclusive, Royalty Sound Boss, and the Mad Team, and much more. But before all of that goes down, I've been watching this guy for a little minute. It's as if everybody on the West Side just goes to his events. It's as if you have a lady, if you're trying to find something dope to do in Montreal, you're going to a Big Wheel event.
Yes, sir.
I feel like it's the whole city, not just one part.
No, no. Listen, you're right. I see a lot of my brothers on the Haitian side, on the west side over there. I like to open up and say this. Hey, Big Will, man. Thank you, man. I sent my coworker to one of your comedy shows in the beginning, and she's been my friend Cheryl.
Yep.
Oh, she's been a big fan, man. Cause you know when you refer people, especially to a party, mm-hmm. and then they go, they don't have a bad time, then they start looking at you funny in the office, yeah. And we work a split shift together. You don't want to be that guy that sent the coworker to the, you know, and I'm the only black guy in the office. You don't want to be the guy sending the black coworkers to the lame party.
We got you.
But she went with her partner. They had a great time. Especially when people find the energy to hit you back. Be like, yo, listen, yeah. I had a great time. That, you know, that means, Big Will, you really left an impression on people.
We do our best. That's basically what it is. Is that we're trying to make sure that Montreal, especially like after this whole like lockdown and whatnot. So, and that's our motto, you know, like healing our community one joke at a time. So we're making sure everybody has the best of time and basically want to come back and refer more people.
Listen, people are telling me they want to go to everything. Whatever Big Will has going on. Think about it. We were locked down.
Yeah, man.
We were locked down for real. So, there's like, anytime Big Will does something, nobody got shot in your events.
Nope.
Nope. No, I'm just being honest. I'm talking about some of the knocks that some of our black events have gotten over the years.
I would just stick to the positive because there's only positive things to say about a Big Will event.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We appreciate that. Like, and then same thing, like, I mean, just to go back at that, like, that's one thing. Even knuckleheads, like, they know, hey, I'm going there to have a good time. You know, like when you see the goons come out with the ladies with the heels and everything, and the goons come out with the red bottoms, you're like, okay, yeah, it's about to be a dope night. You know, so yeah, that's what it is.
So before Canada lockdown on November 27th, next Saturday night, there's a beautiful Big Will event. Something a little different. I even know a lot of black people knew how to paint.
Oh,
that was being honest. There's never been a thing that came up like, yo, let's go and paint, fam. Yo, you coming over to paint tonight? There's never been a thing. You're doing sip and paint, so you know we love liquor.
Of course.
And I love a little. Listen, I know y'all in your cars. I know y'all getting ready to get the kids ready for school. What's the name of that guy that paint? Bob Ross. Come on, you know we all used to stumble on Bob Ross. Wasn't he so intriguing? I've never been fascinated by somebody painting birds before.
You need to watch his special documentary.
No, definitely. When it comes to that sip and paint, actually, it's not only myself. There's myself and my business partner, Ricky Nice.
Yes.
So we're making sure. So instead of having two separate sip and paints, we decided as black people we should unite and make one major sip and paint. And this one is actually, it's a party experience.
Okay. So talk to me. I need to know more.
So the same vibe you get when you want to party, whether you get a family barbecue, family cookout, whether you're in a nightclub, whether you're at a wedding, you know, like and everything, that's what we're bringing to the sip and paint. So there's going to be a lot of singing. There's going to be a lot of dancing because now we're allowed to dance, right? And keep in mind,
you got to tell me. I got a Haitian story in a minute for y'all. You know, I give y'all a new one on Fridays.
And on top of that, people don't like, a lot of people are not realizing it. This is an open bar event.
Come on, man. Come on.
So it's not just like one drink, one thing. No, it's an open bar event. We're making sure everybody's having the best of times. So,
So, Big Will, what are you telling me? This is a sipping drill? I feel like we in Atlanta. I feel like we in Georgia.
It's about to be lit. And the demand was so heavy that we had to add a second show.
Yeah, so you were just walking me right there. So you have two time slots. You have 6 p.m. You have 8:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Open bar until 11. Yep. Then at 11, the Canada lockdown starts. Yep. So make sure you get your tickets to that.
Exactly.
So for the sip and paint, it's $65. Paint and unlimited. What's this? Unlimited signature drinks.
No, because the reason why we say like paint is unlimited because a lot of people when you go to different sip and paints, not the like trash other sip and paints, like you run out of stuff, and they're like, hey, you know, like I'm not done. Okay, well that's it, folks. You know, like no. On our thing, we rather spend more to give you that experience like your colleague had, to make sure we give everybody that number one experience that they're like, yo, you know what? We had an amazing time. Like, booking a babysitter was worth it. Getting my hair done was worth it. Getting, you know, so just come out and have fun.
People need to open more babysitter companies because people want to get out now. I see a lot of couples who want to come out to the restaurant, want to come out to these events, and like, we don't have no babysitters. Now, it was clued into me last week, so I had to send a disgruntled email. My good friend of the show, Char Mazin's in the building. She's hosting an event. Oh, that's going to be wild. I'm about to pop through.
It's going
to
be dope. Yeah, we're making sure that every aspect that people love in our events is at this show. So like we've combined it. So keep in mind, you got my brain thinking, you got Ricky's brain thinking, and getting all that together. So.
And then you have a beautiful after party, which is the Canada lockdown. So you've been, you know, you've been sipping and painting for the last couple hours, and then we're going to a full lockdown. DJs from Trinidad, United States, DJ Maddie. So yo, listen, we're gonna shut down. Sure, we're gonna shut down Cold Deli.
For sure, but the after party, another side of it. So it's $35, and you get to bring your own liquor.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, next week we're gonna give away tickets to that. Next week Canada lockdown.
So that's the thing. So. Keep in mind, now you don't have to go. It doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg to have a good time.
No.
Like $35, you bring your own liquor and you're vibing. You're vibing till whenever we decide to shut down. But it's gonna be crazy.
So we're gonna put the link up there on our social media, the Morning Detour on the Facebook, on the IG. But Big Will, let people know, how could they contact you? They want to go to the Sip and Paint. There's unlimited liquor. There's unlimited paint. So if you want to make a mess, you want to get dirty, go back home, shower, come back. We do Canada lockdown with Maddie.
We have a lot of different rent. We got the Sip and Paint. We got the Canada lockdown after party. Right after that, actually, early December, we have the Boxing Day comedy show. We have Rouge, the lingerie after party. So we got a lot of different events. So the fact that we've been locked down for so long, we want to make sure people, hey, come and have a great time. This is not a kid thing. Like, you're not going to be partying with nieces and nephews. This is a grown folks event. Come and have a great time.
That's the thing I know. That's a great point. This thing I know is a lot of your fans. It's a grown folk event. And I say it's not young people there, but everybody acts very maturely. Everybody comes in late. People dress up. It's a good vibe. And, yo, this is a great weekend next weekend, man. You know, it's the U.S. Thanksgiving, which me and Lorena always talk about. Yep. We say it's the official fashion holiday.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Thanksgiving in the States ain't no joke, trust me. But, listen, Montreal, my city, man, I urge you guys to go out. Big Will. You can find him on social media. It's Big Will. It's very simple. It has a big golden red.
Yeah, Big Will 514. Or you could actually contact me. Here's my direct number to my phone.
Look at this guy.
514-434-4426. 514-434-4426.
If I don't see some of the flyest people in the city next weekend, if I don't see everybody that's popping in the city next weekend at the Sip and Paint, at the Canada Lockdown, at the Rhythm and Brunch, I don't know what's going on in the city. Beautiful events.
It is.
Put on by great people. Big Will, I appreciate you. Please come back. I like that rouge. I like what you guys have going on in the holidays. Sure. We'll talk off air. I got some ideas. There's some things I want to do.
We can make it work.
All right, man, much on my city. Keep it locked. 8:30, we're giving away tickets to Rhythm and Brunch. We're going to play Name That Song. DJ Maddie bringing in. We're going to play some new music. I got the new Rick Ross, Jasmine Sullivan, 21 Savage. You know, we're playing all new music. It's the Morning Detour. We on Fridays. You know how we do things. There's only one moon chasing. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
You have the gun or take the will. If you say go, you know I will. And though this love has its flaws, we're forever outlaws.
Yeah. In my city, they shooting. In my city, they kidnapping. These high school students is wild. It's the best morning show in the country. This is the Morning Detour. Mo Jace, the Guardians of the Galaxy. DJ Maddie. Lorena XO, the calm and the storm. You know how we do things. It's that new Rosé, Jasmine Sullivan, 21 Savage. We outlaws.
Yeah. I wanna see my dogs on the mountaintops. Just only ballin' when they albums drop. I got a line of cars rapping round the block. And living better than these rappers rapping round the clock. I wanna see my dogs on the mountaintops. I wanna see my dogs on the mountaintops. I wanna see my dogs on the mountaintops. I wanna see my dogs on the mountaintops.
DJ Maddie!
It's only ballin' when they albums drop.
The more detour.
I got a line of cars rapping round the block.
Yeah.
And living better than these rappers rapping round the clock. I built a golf course and a car porch. Since everybody asking where your car's going. Mozzarella, now it's only tall cheddar. Most dope boys been a pallbearer. Package the product, then you pick it up back in Bahamas. Talking them dollars, how I touch it, come off as a profit. You leave your pistol on, then you on your own. Cause little one when it's on, they gon' do you wrong. See you nodding off on that fentanyl. If you're not a boss, boy, don't get involved.
What's that?
Messed around, but I forgave you. Why do they still want me to hate you?
As if I'm choosing to forget it. Why can't they just mind their business? Cause I'm stuck, stuck like glue. Cause I can't stop loving you. Baby, I want you to leave, but you stay. My brain and my heart ain't the same. So will I let you in? As long as you won't do this to me again, baby. When I left my heart in your hands, you left me scarred at the dance. Baby, let's not do this again.
You can't just play like friends. You can't play like regular music, Daisy Maddie. It's that new Tory Lanez, Lady of Namek. It's the morning detour. We on Fridays. You only play new music if you ain't bumping in your car. If your head ain't knocking against the window on the metro, I just don't know. You're getting the kids ready. You have Starbucks for the $8. Boy, it's the morning detour. Let me next up. Don't give me no looks. That's how we hype up the city. It's November 19th. Let's go. You guys already know we're coming to you live from DG Kicks, the leader in sportswear, clothing, electronics. It's the Apple Store of Urban. Oh, Montreal, my city, located at 6714 Fielding. We are culture. This is hip hop at its best. The morning detour.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Felt like I left out the prime with my day. You didn't read all the stars in my face. That tonight was supposed to be our night. Yeah. Well, would you look at the time? I'm racing against it. Your heart to my heart. Complacent against it. I stare at your soul. I'm facing temptations. I wanna do right. We both want the sensation.
You're rocking with Maddie Phillip on the morning detour, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hey, Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the morning detour, Montreal's premier morning show on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Now's about our time for us to do some local and international news. Big Will's gonna join us for this one, so we're gonna see. You know, we'll see if Big Will's gonna offend some of his political connects. The drama continues. So Health Canada is going to approve today the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for kids 5 to 11. How y'all feel about that, man? They're going to announce that today. So age 5 and 11, a key demographic as the fight to control the spread of the virus ramps up ahead of winter. So a lot of kids are in school. You know, we have personal friends that got sick because their kids are in school, being the COVID home. It's a wild place. They drew all the lines in the floor, but they couldn't figure out this COVID thing for the young kids. I don't know what's going on. This whole thing has been baffling to me. I feel like it's Hunger Games. And I'm going to tell you why I think it's Hunger Games. You know, Luina's best friend, Lego. He got some moves coming up with Christian Dubé. But children aged 5 to 11 have been unable to get vaccinated thus far. There's even reports that some parents drove across the border to the States to vaccinate their child.
That's crazy.
So that's caused significant challenges for families as schools attempt to crack down on symptoms like coughs to mitigate the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. So how you guys feel about that? When it comes to kids, I feel kind of weird. You know what I mean? I feel kind of when it comes to the vaccine thing. And I'm sure. And next week, I want to talk about a show that's on Hulu called Dope Sick. and talk about the opioid and how the pharmaceutical companies and how they play with the labels and the FDA. Basically, everybody can be bought. This idea about pain and suppressing things is crazy. I'm going to digress. I'm going to go deeper. But Larena, Big Will, how do you guys feel about kids 5 to 11 being vaccinated? I feel kind of nervous. Big Will, I'll start with you.
I feel nervous, that's number one. But then my question is, we need to clarify, is it the parents deciding for the kids or is it the school teachers deciding for the kids?
Big Will's a G. I wasn't even thinking about that. At this point, I think the government is deciding for everybody at this point with these mandates. Larena, where do you kind of fare on this?
I think it's crazy. Like, I think they need to hold off and rethink this, but they're not going to do that. So here we are.
I just want to say, Big Will, just one time. I just want to be in the room. So, like, when they're making the decisions, you know, some people call it the table, some people call it the hierarchy. I just want to be in the room. I just want to be a fly on the wall and see how, when this comes up, how they deliberate this? Are they really weighing the pros and cons? Are they really weighing the facts of the situation?
You really think they're weighing pros and cons?
But that's what I'm asking. I want to be in the room. I just want to know what's going on.
Like I said, the reason why I ask him the question is because as parents, we're not allowed to spank our kids, mm-hmm. but cops are allowed to kill them.
Oh, bars.
So now, when it comes to that vaccine, that's what I want to know. Like, if it's a parent deciding, okay, well, I feel this for my child, it's your child, go for it. But then if it's a school teacher without the parents' consent saying, hey, you know, like, I'll give you a candy if you get vaccinated, then what's going on? Because keep in mind, this is a foreign substance going into your body.
Yeah.
You know, like, how about the just say no?
Then they're going to mandate the kids. If your kids ain't vaccinated, you can't go to school. Who wants dumb kids?
Oh my goodness.
No, but if your kid can't go, if the government puts in store a mandate and it's like, okay, if your kids are in elementary school and they're not vaccinated, they can't go to school, then we're going to have a whole breed of dumb kids. Yeah.
But I think they're going to start off saying like, oh, they can't attend certain things. Yeah. Like, they're going to start excluding those kids.
Of course. Yeah. It's already there. My nephews could not play football because he wasn't vaccinated.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
It's a wild world. But listen, guys, you guys are getting too high, too early. There's so much more dismay. Larena's best friend, our
not
prime minister,
Mr. Legault.
We are going into kind of like a Hunger Games kind of vibe. Quebec may create a vaccine lottery to encourage more people to get the jab. So we had the vaccine lottery before, mm-hmm. but it looks like they want to bring it back. It looks like they want to make this a regular installment of this shit show that we're calling Quebec. So a spokesperson for Quebec Health Minister Christian Dubé's office confirmed the minister is working on a type of lottery along with Quebec Finance Minister Éric Girard. Y'all is real busy, huh? You know what I mean? The finance minister have time to find lotteries and things. Nurses still underpaid, teachers still underpaid, but y'all have time to trick around in the room and, you know, let's come up with a lottery. It's like the Hunger Games. So, ask for details on Quebec's version of where they would be organized with a lot of Quebec. Legault said Quebec Health Minister Christian Dubé is working on the idea and hinted that details could be announced soon. Watch these guys going to drop this for Christmas. All about a rollout. And, you know, they don't even help themselves. You know, a lot of people think that this is, you know, this whole vaccine thing has been a cash grab. It's just been a ploy. And they don't help themselves because I bet you this rollout, this lottery, is going to come out during the holidays.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, Quebec recorded 90 new COVID-19 cases on Monday, the lowest one-day case count since August, and no new deaths. The number of people in hospital with the virus, 168, remains at its lowest level since September. Of the new cases reported, 36 were in Montreal.
My question is, how do you count those cases?
Nobody knows how. Nobody's counting anything.
Let's say I have COVID, and there's 5 people in my house. Does that mean 5 people have COVID?
Listen. We've been trying to bring experts on, but I feel like everybody's just reading off a cheat sheet at this point.
Yeah, they have. They're just following.
Like, COVID is alive. Like, I'm not front. COVID is there, but now it's how do you go about it? In school, they used to tell, okay, well, here's your exam, but give me your calculation sheet because that's how we want to make sure your homework was done properly.
I want to know how you got there.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We've been asking that for months, Big Will. How did you get there?
Exactly.
We've been trying to find out. Let's continue with dismay. Shout out to everybody in jail listening to the show. You know, a lot of people tell me y'all get your news, y'all get the new music from us. So for whatever reason it is, we're not condoning anything, but we appreciate the listen. We appreciate people wanting to get informed and want to be entertained on a Friday morning. So listen to this. Indigenous teen speaks out against mistreatment during quarantine at Bachar Youth Center. Looky, what's going on here, Lorena? So an indigenous teen in the care of youth and family services speaking out after he says he was quarantined due to COVID-19 back in May in a windowless basement room without privacy or access to the outdoors for nearly 4 days.
Oh, wow. Snap.
This guy. For 4 days in a windowless basement room without privacy or access to the outdoors for nearly 4 days. This is a youth center. They're like, this is Shawshank Redemption. What?
So homie was in jail.
It's a youth center. It's a youth center. Crazy. So the Montreal-based Center for Research Action on Race Relations, CAR, calls the teen's treatment at the Bashaw Youth and Family Center group's home last spring cruel and unusual punishment. The room, he said, had no windows, only a glass partition that led to a hallway and a camera. He had to eat his meals on his bed and didn't go outside for 4 days. And this is how we're treating our youth. And Bashaw is run by the Regional Health Authority, the CIUSSS, and its own Service and Quality Complaints Commission is investigating what happened to Charles. This happened in May. Y'all investigate this yet?
Yeah, I was about to say.
Its own service is investigate itself?
That's always been the thing. And no one ever looks at it that way. Like, yeah. Like, okay. Every organization have their internal team that does that. But like, if you're investigating yourself, right? And you feel like, well, listen, man. Yo, that Larena division might be doing some shaky things. Are you going to call them out? Or are you just going to try to find a way to kind of sweep that under the rug?
You're going to cover it.
So imagine asking your child, do you think you should go in punishment? What do you think your child is? Nope, I'm good. As a matter of fact, yeah, I should be in punishment. I should be locked down in my room with my PS5.
You would think with all the stories, with all the dead kids' bodies that were finding from the West Coast to the East Coast, with the mistreatment of indigenous people over the last couple of years, you would think, especially with the hype of this moment, that they'd be a little bit more sensitive towards indigenous people. You know, I mean, it's kind of hot on them right now. And we have a name of the minister now. Lionel Carman is the Quebec's junior minister for health and social services. Man, we got a lot of ministers.
Yep.
He got to speak up. You know what I'm saying? He dodging the storm. Mr. Carman has to speak up. The treatment of indigenous people in this country is distasteful. It's worse than black people. And nobody wants to talk about it. You know what I mean? The Trudeau wants to show up when he wants to show up. They're buffling the numbers. I didn't put the article in here. A lot of the stats for the residential schools are in Rome now. Now, I understand the church was overseeing, these residential schools. But all the stats are in Rome now. An article saying that they're fearing that a lot of the data might be lost. No shit.
Well, yeah.
No shit. Oh, boy. Now, I don't know if it's Netflix, I don't know if it's Hulu, I don't know if it's Narcos, I don't know where these kids are getting it, but there was an alleged kidnapping attempt that leads to gunfire at Laval High School.
Oh, snap.
But Salut Bonjour is going to tell you that, they're going to bring experts on and tell you that criminality has a color. Criminality, don't wait till I get to that. Criminality has a color. Yeah. This Laval High School, I know this Laval High School is not a black high school. This is not a Hunsick. But okay, I digress. I don't want to get anybody too wild up this morning. So police are investigating after an alleged kidnapping attempt led to gunfire at a high school in Laval, Quebec. At least four boys, all 17 years old, were involved in an incident at Curie-Antoine-Labelle High School. Oh, you know that's not a black high school. Curie-Antoine-Labelle High School, Tuesday afternoon. So the altercation when the two boys drove into the school parking lot, police say, they were met by two students on foot. One of the boys in the car stepped out and approached one of the students. Police believe he was trying to kidnap him. 17-year-old boys. Like, what kind of drugs and drink are you drinking? Like, you're plowing with your 17-year-old friends. Like, you know what? We're going to kidnap so-and-so. So in an attempt to protect his friend, the second student intervened. Both students were beaten, police say. One of the assailants then pulled out a firearm and shot in the air, police said. So officers say they have arrested a suspect at his home in Laval in Saint-Dorothée neighborhood after tracking the vehicle believed to be involved in the altercation. The suspect is facing assault and kidnapping charges. So this is what they're doing in high school now, Lorene. Oh,
this is wild.
This is what they do in high school now. Boy, this city, boy. More madness. 16-year-old shot and killed in Montreal Saint-Michel neighborhood. So this is the 31st homicide on Montreal police territory this year, identified as Thomas Trudel. We've had 31 homicides in 2021 in Montreal City. We start to look like Baltimore, Maddie. We start to look like Baltimore. It's getting shaky. Now they want to say it's the parents. They want to say it's the TV. They want to say it's the music. They want to say the teacher. Well, the teachers are underpaid. So I don't know how much more you want the teachers to be teachers and parents at the same time. I don't know how much more you want them to do. Government. I've been racking my brain for days now. I'm like, what's the solution? Do we need? Watch Lorena's face when I say this. Lorena, do you feel we need to march? Do you think we need a rally? Do we think we need a kumbaya circle? Do I need to call Kanye? I can't wait to talk about Kanye and Drake Barry to be, but that's for your segment. But let's talk about this murder real quick, Montreal, my city. I know I'm running out of time. Lorena's coming up next. Let's talk about this murder a little bit. So, Montreal police are investigating after 16-year-old boy was fairly shot in Saint-Michel neighborhood on Sunday night. So, Constable Jean-Pierre Brabant, spokesperson for the Montreal police, said witnesses saw the victim walking on the street before a man approached him. There was a verbal exchange between the two, he said, and at a certain point, the suspect shot at least once towards the victim. He got shot to his upper body. You know, that's got to hurt. I never want to know what a bullet feels like. Friends of Thomas, who spoke to Hydro, kind of said the 16-year-old played hockey and was not involved. You know what? Play Minority Report for me. Play that Jay-Z Minority Report. Let's go into this popular arena. So friends of Thomas's who spoke to Hydro, kind of said the 16-year-old played hockey and was not involved in any criminal activity. So I'm going to leave you guys there. Now, Montreal, you know, I know a lot of y'all live on the west side, but we have a show. I call it the French Good Morning America. It's called Salut Bonjour. All Francophone people in the city watch Salut Bonjour in the morning.
True.
It's their Good Morning America. True. I know nobody's ever done a comparison like that before, but Salut Bonjour is Good Morning America. This is where Francophones get their information in the morning. This is where they congregate when they're on the road. They love Salut Bonjour. So a Quebec TV analyst comment about gangs and nationality has the internet furious. So a clip from Quebec TV show Salut Bonjour is circling on internet, sparking outrage over a guest comments on gang members' nationalities that many are calling racist. So with the full segment is no longer available online, which Louina's a little bit weird. Like, it was already there done on live air, but you don't pull it down. So by you pulling it down, you're acknowledging that this was wrong. So the full segment is no longer available online. The clip shows the man who's identified as police response analyst Daniel Clairoux. I'll say his name once again. He's the police response analyst Daniel Clairoux, saying he doesn't have the background. Speaking about the white kid that got shot, Thomas, he says he doesn't have the background of a potential gang member at all. Firstly, because of his nationality. I was like, what? How does that make sense? Internet user says Clairoux was on the show to discuss the fatal shooting of a Saint-Michel teenager who is white. Now, someone sent me a post at like 5 o'clock this morning. I saw Legault go to his vigil. I didn't see Legault at Janae's vigil. And white kids stabbed Janae. So a young black kid gets stabbed in your city, high school kid, by 3 white kids. Y'all still ain't bringing the other 2. Y'all got real quiet 2 days after the shortest media cycle ever. But Salut Bonjour, everybody's in uproar. You know, and no debt should be honored. No debt is cool. But a white kid, but it just shows you. But they say there's no systemic racism in Quebec. No, I know you're coming. Let me set it up. I know you're coming. You know you bad when even the police turn their back on you. Yeah. Even Montreal Police Service, the SPVM, took to social media to say the SPVM wants to disassociate itself from the unacceptable remarks made during this interview. This person does not speak on our behalf and has never been employed by the service. Well, Clairoux is reportedly a former patrolman of the Laval Police Service. We have something called the internet, SPVM. We can see it all. So, friend of the show, comedian and activist Renzel Dashton posted the clip on Instagram with the caption, "He's the same one who will ask you if you're a Quebecer, but what nationality?" Clairoux. Racism at its best. Dashton post has over 2,000 likes. Somebody wrote at, I'm going to say the person, @low_PSD. That might be you, Lorena.
No, everybody, it's not me.
This person wrote, and this really captures the vibe. Yeah. Disgusting to imply that someone's nationality is indicative of criminality. It says a lot about our justice system when racist ideas like this are conveyed by experts in the field. At Salut Bonjour, aren't you ashamed? This is our city, the national show for the problems in Salut Bonjour. And they're bringing on experts that are saying that criminality has a nationality. So basically you're saying black people are more prone to crime than anybody else.
They've been saying that.
That's crazy.
But they're saying more than that, actually.
Yeah.
They're saying being black means you won't, like, if anything happens to you, we won't follow up.
That's what I've been saying. They won't follow up. It's like, okay, well, if you're black, you get shot. No, we ain't gonna worry about it.
Must be gang related.
Yeah, because they feel like it's an everyday occurrence.
Yeah. Let me, man, I need to spend a lot of more time for the news. This is juicy this morning. Yeah. I can only do one more. This has been on my mind. You know, I've been seeing it. I'm like, okay, the trial is now. It's happening in this moment. So, I don't know if you guys have been following the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. Jury ends third day of deliberations without a verdict. So, the jury at the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial deliberated for a third day without reaching a verdict on Thursday. So, the members of the panel will return on Friday morning to resume their work. Unlike on the previous days, they had no questions and no requests to view any evidence. Thursday in the politically and racially fraught case. It's political, it's racial, it's a lot of things. So if you guys don't remember, Rittenhouse is 18, is on trial for killing two men and wounding a third with a rifle during a turbulent night of protests that erupted in Kenosha in the summer of 2020 after a black man, Jacob Blake, was shot by a white police officer. So listen, we black, so we still remember Kenosha. So Rittenhouse at the time was 17 years old, former police youth cadet. So I want everybody to remember that. He's a he's in like those little police, little scout, little programs. When he went to Kenosha in what he said was an effort to protect property after rioters set fires and ransacked businesses in previous nights. Now, I've never seen a 17-year-old be so heartbroken or so heartstruck about property that he doesn't even know. I've never seen that before. So he felt he went out to Kenosha to protect property. Rioters set fires and ransacked businesses in the previous nights. So he shot and killed Joseph Rosenbaum, 36, and Anthony Hooper, 26, and wounded... And wounded Gage, I can't even say his name, Groskutz, now 28. Rittenhouse is white, as were those he shot. See, he's a white kid that shot white kids, like that shot white people, and at a protest that black people had going on.
So just so we understand, he drove the distance of Montreal to, let's say, Ottawa. Mm-hmm. To protect property that he did not know and shot people.
Yeah.
As a cadet.
Yeah. Wrap that around your brain. And the jury, because,
he also got to pick his own jury.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Rittenhouse could get life in prison if convicted of the most serious charge against him. Like, my whole thing, listen, okay. Okay, say, you know what, he say he felt a certain pride about his city or the neighboring town and he want to go on and protect the buildings. I hear all that. But the need to bring a gun, what I'm trying to wrap my head around is that, why would he put himself in harm's way?
Yeah.
He's not black, he's not part of the protest, he doesn't even come from that town.
Even if he was black.
Yeah.
It's not, like, the moment you leave your place with a gun, it's intent.
Yeah. I didn't get that, man. So, Lorena, what's your take on that, Lorena?
I'm just tired. I'm just tired. Like, this is always happening over and over again. So, the justice system, the court system, the judges, it's everything. I'm annoyed.
3 days. Today's the fourth day. They're still deliberating. If you, like I say this all the time. I don't think people understand the finality of death. Like, he shot two people. In a situation that he put himself in. So, like, I don't know how they're conceptualizing that in the courtroom. He put himself in that situation. He put himself in harm's way. I'm not saying he deserves life. And maybe we should have a separate conversation about that. Do you guys believe that he deserves life? Because, like, on the most serious charge here, he killed two people.
Yeah.
In that state, he can get life. And he's only 18 years old. Life at 18?
Life... I'm not sure, because basically, I strongly believe everybody, even though he didn't give them a second chance, but everybody deserves a second chance. And that's one thing, like, the God we serve is a God of second chances, and I completely believe in that. But now, I don't even know if we should have a trial. That's my opinion.
So. Well, 4 days they've been going on with this. Still no resolution. I don't know what's going to happen in that part of the state if this kid gets off. Because, I need people to go online. Look at the videos how he was armed up. He was like a young G.I. Joe.
Of course.
He did not go... From the optics of it, he did not go into that situation looking to defuse what was going on in Kenosha. No. So that's my thing. So when I have that kind of thing in my mind, I'm like, okay, you went there looking for trouble. You know, you went there looking for smoke. So it's crazy. I just want to do this last one because, just change the vibe here a little bit. Lorena, I love that. You know, I was, Big Will, I always do an environment take. I always do like a little science alert. You know what I mean? I was trying to give you a little end of days thing.
Basically, we're all going to die. That's what you're saying.
Yo, listen, the plot thickens. Let me tell you, the plot thing is, I think a lot of us have underestimated Mother Nature. I think a lot of us don't understand how the world works on a metaphysical level. Let me hit you guys with this one. This happened in Egypt.
So I heard about this one.
So it's not end of days, though. So Egypt storms unleash scorpions, leave 3 dead and dozen hospitalized. Imagine that. So heavy rain and flooding in a southern province in Egypt have left 3 people dead and more than 500 others hospitalized from scorpion stings state-run media reported. So the storms forced scorpions from their hiding places into many houses across the province, Atia added. He said that at least 503 people were hospitalized after suffering scorpion stings and that all of them were discharged after they were given anti-venom doses. Rain in scorpions in Egypt. Yeah, Maddie, I can only picture Maddie coming home from setting up. It's like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and that scorpion rain hits him. Maddie, how much scorpion stings would it take to bring you down? You big like a grizzly. I'm
one is enough for me. I don't even want that one.
I don't want to feel one either. Yo, listen, man. Yo, shout out, man. That's crazy. And they got Tiger King 2 out now on Netflix too, boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to get on that.
How does it rain scorpions?
No, well, the heavy rains brought it out from the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the storms forced scorpions from their hiding places and then into many houses in Egypt. What kind of rain is that? Yo, I'm looking at this thing like, yo, nature's not a joke, bro. Nature's not a joke, boy. Montreal, my city, 7:44 in the morning. It's the premier morning show, The Morning Detour. Moon Chaser, Lorena XO, Big Will joined us here. Great news. Well, not so great with the news that we laced out, but great conversation nonetheless. DJ Maddie, give me some new music, man. But I wasn't sure if we played this last week. We'll play that new. We won't play that new Bruno Mars. Let's do what we do. There's only one Moon Chaser. Nobody is this hyped this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
Love this life.
It's The Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Wait a minute, this love started off so tender. So
yes,
sweet.
Yes. And now she got me. We on Fridays. We on the vibes. Let's go. Montreal.
Must have spent 35, 45,000 up in Tiffany's.
Oh, no.
Got a badass kids running around my whole crib like it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Hey, DJ Manny. 8:30, we're giving away 2 tickets to Rhythm and Brunch. 8:30, call us in. Yeah.
Must have spent 35, 45,000 up in Tiffany's.
Yeah. You are now listening to the sweet sounds of DJ Manny. We are the Guardians of the Galaxy. Let's go!
Smoking out the window. Smoking out the window. Must have spent 35, 45,000 up in Tiffany's.
Oh, no.
Got a badass kids running around my whole crib like it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Got me in the club looking for a new love, somewhere help me please. trips. Diamonds on her neck, diamonds on her wrist. Here I am all alone.
All alone.
I'm so cold, I'm so cold.
On the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
We're back on the Morning Detour with Weezy Moon Chaser and Lorena. We're about to get into some cultural and entertainment news. So first up, the Crown Project. We are doing our winter drive. I teamed up with 9-year-old influencer, philanthropist, and entrepreneur Kyra.
Okay.
And we're going to create some care packages for the homeless this year. So we're collecting a bunch of items like socks, hats, scarves, gloves, hand warmers, blankets, toothpaste, toothbrush, all the good stuff. Also, too, like gift cards for Tim Hortons. Get them like a hot drink.
We love some Tim Hortons. We need that sponsorship, Lolo. Keep plugging. Keep plugging.
This is for the homeless. It's not for us. We're not homeless. Not yet, at least.
No.
But Tim Hortons do sponsor.
Yeah, listen, we're looking at that. Talk to us off here, Big Will. Talk to us off here. Let's get that going.
So you could drop the items off. We have three locations. So, of course, DG Kick, 6714 Fielding Avenue. The next location is 4291 Notre Dame West. And then also 10418B Boulevard Gouin. So you can follow me on the Crown Project for more information if you want to know the times for the drop-offs. And we'll give you more information about that as well. Also, Occupy the Hood. They're having a event November 20th from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. But it is a secret party at a secret location.
Okay.
With a secret lineup.
Okay, hold on. You know, Montreal's are very skeptical about these secret lineups. Like they need to know everything. Like what happened to being pleasantly surprised?
Well, you will be pleasantly surprised.
You might be pleasantly surprised with the location at that. Do the Morning Deco get some secret tickets, or they're like imaginary too? Do we get like a QR code or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, you'd reach out to them. I want to go to the secret party. I want to report on that.
Yo. Well, the tickets are $10.
Okay.
So that's not a secret. That you do have to pay for the party. It's $10. You could go on Eventbrite, Occupy the Hood, or follow them on social media, occupythehood.mtl, and purchase tickets. And maybe they'll reveal some information before the 20th. Who knows? Soca Strike, just an update. The event is postponed, so we'll keep you up to date on that if it comes back around again. We do have Canada Lockdown that is still happening on the 27th from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. at the M Gallery. We have, of course...
No.
Oh.
That's all change.
No, it's going to be at... I know, I got it here. So it's going to be at 7012 Côte-de-Liesse. So a little change there. So get your tickets. We'll put a link there on the social media. But it's at 7012 Côte-de-Liesse.
And then, of course, Sip and Paint is before that. So definitely check that out.
Same venue.
Sorry, Lolo. Lolo did not get that. I tell you.
No.
Basically, so let me explain the reason why we changed the venue. is instead of, again, instead of competing against each other, we decided to unite. So instead of having people driving around the city from one venue to the other, we decided to actually merge forces and give people the best of both worlds.
Centralization, baby. I'm with it.
Definitely. So definitely check that out. It's at one location. So that is great. Again, Pink Sweats will be here November 23rd at the Corona Theater with Kirby and Bryn Joy. So you could go to evenco.com for tickets. Also remember, Bad Boys de Real is every Thursday, open mic, 8 p.m. Go to badboysdereal.eventbrite.com and definitely support them. We have Rhythm and Brunch.
Yeah, yeah. Rhythm and Brunch coming up. The coziest brunch in the city.
So that's on November 28th from 12 to 4. Hosted, of course, by Wheezy Moon Chaser. DJ Maddie's there on the ones and twos.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Okay, okay, you need a junk bag this morning. I know Randy coming on at 8:30, but we got the the opener with Lolo this morning.
I'm still booking comedians.
It's because Big Will's in the building. She don't normally bust jokes like this. She leave for a week for school and then she come back. She has jokes. Okay, Chappelle. Okay,
Chappelle. Versus also a new one's happening, Bone Thugs and Harmony versus 3-6 Mafia on December 2nd. Last night we had Chaka Khan and Stephanie Mills. It was very sad, actually.
Wasn't good?
I think Chaka was drunk.
Oh.
And she already has a problem with like substance abuse, so it was really sad to see. But Stephanie Mills held it down. But more on entertainment. So, well, first up, we got to send our condolences out to the family of Young Dolph, who was fatally shot on November 17th in his hometown of Memphis. So sources are saying the rapper went into one of his favorite spots in Memphis, Makita's Butter Cookies, when a vehicle began firing through the front window.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yo, Young Dolph was my guy. But yeah, yo, Memphis is wild.
Yeah.
Yo, Young Dolph was my guy. But, you know, he had beef with our friend, too, Yo Gotti. You know, it's been a lot of strife, man. But to go out like that, buying cookies for your mom, Dukes. And, yo, just young, man. You see so much young birds just die over foolishness, just differences. Like, if we don't like each other, just let's not part with each other. But, you know, when you have ego and money and women and all these things kind of play into each other and fame and status and hip-hop and social media, oh, my gosh. What a deadly concoction. It's like Hunger Games, Lorena's Handmaid's Tale. It's
I
wild.
Know, and it's happening so often, too. Yeah. It's really sad. But moving on to some Canadian news, Justin Bieber has partnered with Tim Hortons. Speaking of Tim Hortons, so they will be releasing a limited edition selection of Timbits called Tim Biebs.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Yo, people, no, say the name again. Say the name again. No, no, you need to get me the picture. That is the cover of this episode. I know Tim Hortons has the promotional pack already.
Yes.
It's called Tim Biebs.
Yeah, Tim Biebs, like Beaver. Tim Biebs. Yes. But not only do we have Tim Biebs, we have Tim Biebs merch. So they're selling fanny packs, tote bags, and of course, a toque.
Okay. Okay. Well, listen, I need the pictures of all those things.
This is marketing.
Big Will. I'm Tim Hortons. I'm not just going to give you the specialized donut. Yeah. I'm going to give you all the merch. Oh, yeah. Same with how McDonald's did with Travis Scott.
Yep.
And then Nike dropped the shoes to match with it. Listen, these corporations are ganging up on us. They're taking all the money.
They're doing a lot. So everything is going to be released on November 29th. So if you're interested, the flavors, the limited edition flavors are chocolate white fudge, sour cream chocolate chip. Sounds a little iffy.
Yeah.
And birthday cake waffle.
No, but this is dope. Right before Christmas?
Because I'm telling you, this is rollout season, Big Will.
Yeah, because basically when people are shopping, they get
coffee. Y'all want your Tim Biebs?
Yeah, this is dope.
And Justin has like a huge fan base, so this is a big deal. So it's just like Mariah Carey has that sponsorship with McDonald's, so she's doing like 12 days or 30 days of Christmas, and she's giving away free stuff every day. So a lot of these companies are teaming up with celebrities, and they're creating like their own menus, so...
Just putting it out there, Big Will Comedy be looking for sponsors. Shout out to The Vault for all our t-shirt printing. What up, Tim's?
It's crazy. You never know. You never know what's going to happen. Another thing that made headlines is The Baby and Dani Leigh. So if anybody was keeping up, they have been on and off for quite some time. Mm-hmm. But according to Dani Leigh, her and The Baby have been living together for 3 months. And then one day he just decided to kick her out and their 3-month-old baby girl out of his house. She claims it's because she had a plan B delivered to his condo. Oh. He claims she's physically violent and wanted her out. The first instance, everything was on Instagram, on IG Live. So like the first night police were called, But Danny Lay stayed. The next day, more arguing over IG Live. He called her his side chick.
Okay, who? When our mutual friend sent this to me, the first thought I had in my head is, who is turning on the IG Live? Y'all are going through a personal domestic dispute. This is what our generation is about. We're gonna broadcast all of our dead skeletons.
The baby went on live because he said this is his proof to keep him safe.
Yeah. Okay.
Allegedly. Now she went on live to tell her side of the story.
You didn't see this, Maddie? You didn't see this?
So hold on. So basically they're arguing and go, hold up, wait a minute, let me put some IG in it.
Yeah. Dothan's on IG looking all crazy.
Yeah. So those videos are up there forever. Unfortunately, their daughter, once she gets older, she will have access to classic. These videos. So it's crazy. And then it seems that the police were called again because Danny Lay was charged with simple assault. And then she did eventually leave the baby's condo. So
could it possibly be a marketing stunt for a new album coming out?
Yes, his album was released last Friday. Oh, okay. So she was also getting mad because she felt like he was doing this just to promote it because he hasn't really been getting that much press because of the whole thing that happened at Rolling Loud. Yeah. So not a lot of people are talking about his album, but because of this, everyone's talking about him. But so, it's messed up to use your baby mother and your child.
Everybody's gonna get used for this rollout. I need to come back from this cancel culture. Everybody's, yo, listen.
But to call the police and kick them out?
Lavina, everybody's being used. Like, listen, I'm the baby. I got used to this level of stardom. You know, I like going places and things is free. Everybody could be sacrificed for this thing called fame, and that's what people are doing.